Yeah, how's it going? This is Dennis calling you back
Hello.
with Bank of Cardiff. Yes, can you hear me okay?
Hello.
Yes, this is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to reach out Greg if he's available, please.
This is his daughter. I took care of his calls.
Okay, I think I may have talked to you earlier. We still have a pretty bad connection, it sounds like, but hopefully, you can hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good deal. So I'm actually working on the approval for you guys for the equipment that you're looking to purchase from Utility Trailer of Dallas. I work with Sean quite a bit with his clients, and I just wanted to get a couple ideas. So currently, you guys own two trucks and just one trailer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and does he travel out of the state of Texas by any chance?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. Okay, good deal. And is he contracted? Like, is he a 1099 employee, or does he own his own business?
Business owner.
Minnesota, okay. So is Balderas Transport, is that a sole proprietorship or an LLC or corporation? Do you know? Sole proprietor. Okay. I tell you what, I think I can get something done for you guys. I just need to look at a little bit more documentation. Do you have an email I can email you at?
Yes, it's Greg, Greg.
Just one sec. I apologize. I wasn't ready for that. All right. So Greg. Okay.
Balderas.
Balderas, Baldres.
Deres. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Port.
So Greg dot Balderas.
Yes, Greg double the transport
Oh, transport. Okay.
at gmail.com.
All right, so one thing that I will have to do is prove the time in business. Do you know if he registered with the county as a assumed name, or is he if it's a sole proprietorship, he's not required to get a business license. If it's a sole proprietorship, he can just run as a DBA and doing business as. But
Dad.
there's kind of a loophole. I'm actually in Southern California, but I grew up in Texas, and there's a loophole in Texas. You don't actually have to have a business license to operate a business. So the best thing for me to be able to do is to find the assumed name with the county that he registered at. And that was about 17 years ago, it looks like, right?
No.
Oh, because it just put the time in business at 17 years. I tell you what, I could probably do this right now while I have you on the phone. Do you happen to know what county it might have been that he registered the business in?
Rockwell County.
What is it? I'm sorry.
Rockwell, like a
Rockwell.
rock in a
Rockwell. Okay. Wall or well?
wall.
Rockwell County. You guys are getting a lot of rain, huh?
Oh,
All
yes. Now, of course, it's Texas, but yeah.
right.
I'm
Do you know where Stephenville is at? Do
sorry?
you know where Stephenville, Texas is?
Stephenville. Yes, I think it's on the other side of Fort Worth.
Yeah, it's about 70 miles southwest of Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's where I
Yeah.
was born and raised at. So,
Oh, really?
yeah, my family's the park there. They've sent me pictures from above, like through a helicopter, and it's completely flooded. The Brazos River runs through the park there. I actually grew up on Lake Proctor, which is in Comanche County, but it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know I grew up with some crazy weather. I graduated high school in 1995, so I'm an old guy. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. My sister lives in Granbury, and she's getting flooded out a little bit.
Oh,
So there's a lake in Rockwall too, though, huh?
yeah.
Assumed name. Okay, search for assumed names. Next. Just gonna look under Balderas, because it's Balderas Trucking, right?
Transport.
Balderas Transport, okay. Let's see if Balderas pulls up anything. You must sign in the pay.
Sorry, probably don't have enough signal to mock at the gym, so probably why.
What's that now?
Well, we probably don't have that much signal because I'm also in the gym.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably why.
Not a problem. it's saying that I have to pay to look this up, which isn't normal. This is Rock Store Records offer more. Let me see if I can contact the county myself.
Mm-hmm.
Step me through it. But if this number showed up on your call ID, this is my direct number. I'll be working with you guys on the approval.
Uh-huh.
So keep me in mind, and I'll be in touch at least, hopefully by tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. And what is your name?
Sure, my name is Dennis.
Okay, thank you very much.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.